welcome.
I'm going to share this morning. Is it started already?
Yeah.
Okay. God in you. What does that mean? What does it mean to have God in you? Don't we all have God in us? Mm-hmm. Look at this scripture. If you have your Bibles, Ephesians 5:8. Ephesians 5:8 says, "For you were sometimes darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. So walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth." And then Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them." Every person on earth is created by God, right? There's no, how would you say,
if ands and buts.
But everybody is created by God. And they're created to show forth God's blessings on their life and through their life. Now, the thing is, you know, we all are individuals. We all have a part to play in this world. Every one of us. It doesn't matter what side of the earth they're on or what they believe. They're created by God. But, you know, it says, "For you were sometimes darkness." So what changed? Well, we changed because of Jesus Christ. He's the common denominator. "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works." So every person is created by God to show forth his blessings on their life, but not everybody is showing forth his blessings on their life. You see, like what we read here, you were sometimes darkness. Without Christ, that work is considered dead, or that life is considered dead. Without Christ. Look at Ephesians 2:1. Ephesians 2:1 says, "And you hath he quickened." Oh, that means brought to life, made alive. "Who were dead in trespasses and sins." Wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. So what it's telling us is that we once were dead as well. We were dead. But it's as you continue to read, you will see that because of his grace, in fact, in verse 5, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. And has raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So, the thing that brought us to life was Christ. Otherwise, we're dead. Everything that we did was dead. We stand before God to give account for what we've done. Well, I had good intentions, you know. Look at all the good that I did. But you see, good works, we're not saved by works, are we? We're not saved, you know. Well, what about the scripture that says that God is not unrighteous to forget your good works? Well, you really have to read the entire Ephesians 6 or Hebrews 6:10. If somebody wants to open that, Hebrews 6:10. God in you, we're talking about. God in you. When we were dead in our sins, He quickened us. All right, we were all made to show good works, which God has prepared for everyone. But not everyone is doing those works. Does somebody have that? Okay, can read it nice and loud.
Starting at 10.
Yes.
For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown towards His name, and that you have ministered to the saints.
So God is not unfaithful or unrighteous to forget the works that you've shown towards His name. There's the difference. The works that you did for Christ, the works that you did in the name of Christ, not in the name of, you know, humanity, not in the name of this or that organization, but what you did, basically it's saying what you did as a Christian. The Bible tells us as Christians, whatsoever you do, do it as unto the Lord. 1 Corinthians 6:9 says, don't you know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? The unrighteous, we'll continue reading. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves of mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Now listen closely in verse 11. And such were some of you. We were all guilty at one time. But you are washed. You are sanctified. You are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So we were all, you know, dead at one time. Considered dead unto God. The common denominator being Jesus Christ. It is Jesus that sets us apart from those who live in darkness in the world. We see in John 1 verse 4, a scripture that I'm so getting to appreciate more and more. Gospel of John 1 verse 4 says, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Now, we see people every day, and people are living. They're alive, they're walking, but they don't have life. They're just existing. So you have those that are living a fullness of life. That means you're fulfilling your destiny, you're walking in what you were created to walk in. But then you have those that are like zombies. They're existing. They have no hope. They have no peace. You know, they put on the airs of peace. You know, people will smile and yeah, everything is fine. But you know, as you've heard me say before, those people have to lay down on their bed at night with their conscience, knowing that things aren't right. This life isn't right. But they're in what we call, and what the scripture calls, bondage. Living according to the prince of the power of the air, as we read in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. What is it that Christ does? So we have to, and the reason I'm sharing this is because I want to give clarity for you guys to give clarity to others. Because you guys have your sphere, you guys have areas in which you have friends and you have contacts and you can share these things and to be clarity. What is it that Christ does? Jesus said in John chapter 10, He says, I am the door. Right? Okay. the door to what? The door to the Father. Jesus said, the Father has sent me. The Father tells me what to say. The Father shows me what to do. Why? Why is it? Why did the Father send Jesus? Well, we know in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, so loved, he's not talking about the trees, you know, he's not talking about the grass, he's talking about the people here. God so loved this world that he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die, that whosoever believes on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So God the Father sent Jesus for a specific purpose, to be the door, to be the bridge, however you want to, you know, say it, to him, to reconcile back to him in relationship, because God has prepared everybody with a light to shine if they have what it takes to turn that light on. Jesus said in John 10:9, I am the door. If any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. John 10:9. What is it that Christ does? Galatians 4 and chapter 6, or Galatians 4, 6. And because you are sons, God has set forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father, my daddy, my father. Wherefore, you're no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Howbeit then, when ye knew not God, ye did serve unto them which were by nature no gods or idols, things of this world. You served them because you didn't know better. But now, after that you have known God, or rather, listen to this closely, or rather are known of God. Remember the big thing that people are going to say, Lord, haven't we done this or that in your name, and in your name done these good things? And Jesus will say, I never knew you. But here it says that because of Christ, we are known of God. Hello, my son. I know you. I want to hear that. How turn ye again into weak and beggarly elements, whereunto you desire again to be in bondage? It's basically saying you've been set free. Why would you want to go back? You've experienced what it's like to be forgiven and to have hope. Why would you want to change and go to something else? Sometimes people do. But now that we're in Christ, we are to shine as lights because our true light has been switched on through Christ. Look at, or write this down, Philippians 2:13 through 15. For it is God that works in you, both to will and to do his good pleasure. Again, God's got a purpose for every one of us to do his good pleasure. It's good. So do all things without murmuring and disputing, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. We are living in a crooked and perverse nation. Among whom ye shine as lights in the world. And then write this down, 2 Corinthians 4:7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God, not of us. There is an excellent thing that God desires to do. When we see the word excellent, we're talking about complete. We're talking about without flaw. The works of Christ are without flaw. The works of Jesus are complete. They're without, there's no issues with them if we can only walk in them. Jesus said, Matthew 5:14-16, he said, "You are the light of the world." That's a heavy responsibility. If we can see this world as if it was pitch black, and the light is dependent upon you to shine. The light, it's dependent upon you to light the way for others. How bright is your light? A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle, put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all them that are in the house. Let your light shine, therefore, before men, that they may see your good works, the works that God has prepared for you to do, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So what this is saying is that God's made you to be a light, right? But because he made you to be a light, he's also made you to be lifted up so that everybody can see. God isn't going to hide you unless your light isn't shining. Then it's not much good. But God's design is to put you up. God's design is through working through you, that excellency that is in us because of him, shining through this to this world, glorifying him, bringing people to him. I want to come to that light. I want to be a part of that light. It's got to be his way. Now, I took some time to identify what light means. This is G 5457, and this is from the Greek lexicon of the Bible. Emitted by a lamp, a light. What is light? The light emitted by a lamp, a heavenly light such as surrounds angels as they appear on earth. Anything emitting light, a star, fire, because it is light and sheds light. A lamp or torch, light, brightness of a lamp. Metaphor, God is light because light has the extremely delicate, subtle, pure, brilliant quality. I'll read that again. God is light because light has the extremely delicate, subtle, pure, brilliant quality. God's light. Of truth and its knowledge, together with the spiritual purity associated with it. So I've seen the light. I've seen the truth. Right? That which is exposed to the view of all openly, publicly. That's what God wants to do. Expose you. Expose. Let me put it this way. He wants to expose himself through you in public. Publicly. Openly. Because you are that candle. The power of understanding, and especially moral and spiritual truth. Write this scripture down. Isaiah 60 in verse 1 through 3. It says, "To arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people." Amen to that? Gross darkness upon the people. "But the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you, and the Gentiles shall come to your light. Gentiles or unbelievers shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. So we know that Jesus is the common denominator, that power, the light that's in you that makes you bright, that illuminates you. He's the truth. Truth illuminates, right? So, but everybody in this world is created by God. Everybody in this world is created with a light. Okay? But Keaton, take this, push the button in the back and aim it at everybody. But not everybody's light is working, is it?
It's broken.
Everybody has a light, but not everybody's light is shining.
Where's the battery?
Because the common denominator is Christ. You can't make the light shine. You can't manufacture it. And when I took the battery pack out of here, I thought, this is interesting. Because it has three batteries. I go, oh. That's interesting. So, you know, as we read, through Christ, we're illuminated, we're made heirs through Christ. You just can't decide, oh, I'm going to be an heir, or I'm going to do this. You just can't do it, because it has to be through Christ. That the excellency, we have this power in earthen vessels, but it's not of us. The power is of God. I can't say it's got to be that way. It is that way. That's the way God has designed it. We were dead when we were in our, and that light just didn't work. But because of Christ coming into us, we've received forgiveness of sins. For God so loved the world that he sent Christ so that we can shine and do what's been intended for us to do. And just think, if everybody would catch that light, the light being understanding, the light being truth. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the light. If everybody can catch that, and if everybody can do what they've been created to do, what would we see in this world? What would we see? What would we experience? But you see, but it has to be this way. Now, also, it said that we were created, we were his workmanship. So that means it's got to be his way. Okay? So if I took one of the batteries out of here, would it work? Because it's designed to work a specific way. Just as God has designed it. God has designed our light to work a specific way. If it's not that way, it ain't gonna work. People can pretend all they want. People can try all they want. It just ain't gonna work. And people are going to. And that's what Jesus was saying in Matthew chapter 7 in verse 21. Many will come into me. He said, not everybody that says, Lord, Lord, unto me will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of the Father. The will of the Father, first and foremost for you and I, is Christ being in us. The fullness of him. Him. The whole truth. Nothing but the truth. So help you God. And when it's done His way, and when it's done properly, it works. The components are there for it to work. So God has His checks and balance in this system that it's got to be done His way. That way revealed through the scriptures as we walk through these scriptures, that way is true. That way is right. That's how we can know His ways, is He's given us the guide. He's given us the manual. I, for one, like to read a manual before I put something together. Because I know I've learned through making enough mistakes. Trying and error. Read the manual, you know. So for us, He's given us the way here. So let your light shine. Let all the components through humility. Lord, give me what I need. Fill me with what I need. That it's all of You. Empty me of myself. So that I can be the brightest light that I can be. And just think, the everybody working to their fullest potential. Brightest light that's possible. But doing it His way. God desires for you to be a light. God desires to lift you up. Look it, I have light for you here. I have light. Come to this light. It's my light. It's not your light. It's not your light. It's not your light. This is a light that's manufactured. I don't know where. Maybe in China. But the thing is the batteries, what's inside, are what makes the light shine. Everybody has the bulb, but not everybody has the battery pack. Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit in us, through Christ, that battery pack.
That's good.
Hallelujah. Is that simple? Simple enough?
Yeah.
You can share. You just tell people, just get the battery pack.
You got your battery pack yet?
Let's pray. Father, we bless You and we thank You for the simplicity, Lord, of Your gospel. The simplicity of Your way, Lord. Help us to step out of the way to keep it simple, Lord. Help us, Lord, to not make it complicated, to add our 2 cents, but to trust You in all ways and to be that light that You've designed us to be. We give You honor and praise. Use us all, Lord, for Your glory, we ask in Jesus' name. And everybody said,